live from the Poly Market Studio in LA. It's the Young Turks. Thank you for watching or listening to this free podcast of the Young Turks. We want to make sure that you get some portion of the show every day. But if you want the full show, which is actually 5 segments, come become a member and support independent media as well. TYTnetwork.com/join. Meanwhile, enjoy the free podcast. All right, welcome to the Young Turks. Huge show ahead for you guys. Omarosa is back on reality TV, but this time she's talking about the White House. This is the insanity that we have in our country right now, that she was actually a White House staffer. What's the latest twist in that soap opera? We have insanity in the control room tonight. Furthermore, chaos in the Oval Office. Again, more rumors they're going to fire John Kelly, and that's because he's sporting a wife beater. There's insanity in the control room tonight. Nazis on TV. There's a guy running for office who is a bona fide Nazi. He went on CNN. We've got insanity in the control room tonight. Okay, but the control room, unfortunately, is the control room of the entire country. And a little bit later in the program, in the next segment, I'm going to tell you about the deal that apparently the Democrats cut with the Republicans. How the Russians are meddling with the actual votes, trying to get into the ballot box. If you don't think that's important, okay, I guess so. Well, vote, maybe. But at the same time, our airstrikes in Syria are madness. And I've got news on that for you as well. All right, so let's go over here and start the show. Okay. Steve Wynn, one of the top donors to the Republican Party, one of the top donors to Donald Trump. In fact, recently organized a dinner for Donald Trump, attended by donors to the tune of $100,000 a plate. Jeez and Lord mercy. He's given millions of dollars to Republicans overall in just this last cycle. But then it turned out that there have been an enormous amount of allegations of sexual harassment and assault against Steve Wynn, who owns huge casinos in Vegas and in China. And that story was broken and seems to be incredibly real and credible. And so Steve Wynn has stepped down as the RNC finance chair. I mean, that's a gigantic role. And also even as CEO of his own Wynn organization. So I guess he's not Wynn-ing anymore. But if there's one thing I know about Republicans, they cannot stand sexual harassers, especially ones that give money to a political party. Now, I know this because the head of the RNC, Ronald McDonald, had earlier talking about Harvey Weinstein and how he'd given money to the Democrats. Here she is tweeting at the time, whose side is Hillary Clinton on? Harvey Weinstein's or his victims? Oh, that's a great question. Well, Democrats returned all the Weinstein money. I wonder if we're going to ask that question of the Republicans in a minute. Anyway, let's keep going. Ron McDaniel also had said, where's Hillary Clinton? Where's she standing on this issue? She's been silent. Her silence is deafening. So that was a couple of days. Now, Wynn's been accused for well over a week. The Republicans, they still have his money, but we'll get to that. One more from Ronald. She said, this is something Republicans and Democrats should agree on, that it is despicable and you should have Democrats returning those donations. Well, okay, well, she's very clear on that. In fact, here she is on television talking about it back in October.
Our society still does not sufficiently value women. We still don't condemn sexual assault as loudly as we should.
Women's rights are huge.
All right, I ran the wrong ad, video for you guys. Let's go to video 6 first.
Rana, will the RNC be giving back those donations made by Steve Wynn? We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. Sean Spicer last night saying absolutely the RNC should give those back.
So the allegations in the Wall Street Journal were deeply troubling. They were so troubling that within 24 hours, Steve was no longer our finance chair. But Steve has denied these allegations. Unlike Harvey Weinstein and Al Franken and others, Steve has denied them. There is an investigation that's going to take place. He should be allowed due process. And if he is found of any wrongdoing, we will absolutely return 100% of that money. But we're going to let due process take place.
So fair to say there's no plans right now to give those donations back?
We're going to let the investigation take place.
In other words, no. Now, that was back in January 30th. Have they given the money back yet? Nope. So that was recently. Now, let's go to an ad that the Republicans ran back in October, because I know they care deeply about this issue. Let's watch.
Our society still does not sufficiently value women. We still don't condemn sexual assault as loudly as we should.
Women's rights are human rights, and human rights are women's rights, and I believe that with all my heart.
We make excuses. We look the other way.
I went to 112 countries for all of you. I raised it in every country.
The message that sends can have a chilling effect on our young women.
I looked across the table at dictators and authoritarians and chauvinists and sexists and misogynists. Yeah.
I want to start by thanking Harvey Weinstein. He is a wonderful human being, a good friend, and just a powerhouse.
Return all the dirty money from Harvey Weinstein. So will the Republicans that have gotten money from Steve Wynn return the money? Well, let's now go. You heard from Ronna McDaniel saying, we'll let an investigation happen. We'll come back to that concept in a second. Now we're going to go to the Republican Senatorial Committee Chairman Cory Gardner. Let's hear from him.
So as chairman of the NRSC, what are you planning to do with that $100,000 linked to Steve Wynn?
Look, we're considering what make sure we do the appropriate action.
Will you donate away that money from Steve Wynn?
Yeah, we're going to take the appropriate action. That's something that I think we've always been prideful on, making sure that we do the appropriate action. But more
importantly,
and what
is the appropriate action?
Well, that's what we're talking about at the committee.
So no decision's been made yet?
No.
No. Are we returning the money? Nope. The silence appears to be deafening. Later in that interview, he wanted to say, well, did the Democrats return the Weinstein money? And the anchor was like, yeah. He's like, well, we don't have to do what the Democrats are doing. Okay, I got you. So now we go to Mediaite. Joseph Wolfson saying, when asked if the GOP will give back Wynn's reported $375,000 in contributions, McDaniel insisted that Wynn, quote, should be allowed due process. Now, by the way, $375,000 is actually among the smaller donations Wynn made. Will Trump give back Wynn's donations and the money he raised through all those events? Of course not. They're not even bothering to ask him. It's Donald Trump. Of course not going to return the money. So how about the GOP overall? Well, they say due process. But as Wilson points out here, despite Wynn having stepped down from the RNC as well as from his own company, RNC chair Ronna McDaniel's taking the innocent until proven guilty route, a virtually meaningless stance since Wynn likely will never stand trial. So wait, when do we get to prove he's guilty? There are no criminal charges right now. So by that standard, oh golly gee, I guess we'll have to keep the money forever. Okay, they had one other standard. Even as recently as yesterday, when it was announced that Wynn was resigning from Wynn Resorts, an RNC spokeswoman reiterated their position that, quote, unless a board investigation finds him guilty of wrongdoing, they won't be giving back the money. How could a board do an investigation if he's already stepped down? They're basically rubbing your face in it. They're like, idiot Democrats, we got you to give away your money and we pounded you. We ran ad after ad about it and we said you were the worst, etc. When it comes to us, very similar allegations, we're just going to keep the money. What are you going to do about it? Now, it's not just because they want the money. They actually, by the way, the RNC at this point has literally tens of millions of dollars more than the DNC does. They're in great financial shape because the donors were thrilled with their tax cuts. So they're pouring money into the RNC. So it's not that they need the $375,000. It's to send a message twofold. One is, we never admit to anything. We never give an inch. We make the Democrats give up everything. We make the Democrats kill off their own senators, their everything else, and then we never reciprocate because that's how we roll. And so if you don't like it, who cares? And our voters, they don't mind at all. So every time we've talked about sexual harassment or sexism or anything related to Democrats, it was all just politics. We don't care about the issue at all. That's message number one. Message number two is, and the more important one, because it's more practical in their case. If you're a rich donor and you did a lot of scummy things, we don't care. We got your back. We'll take your money, we'll keep your money, and we'll keep on defending you. The Democrats will sell you out. They'll call you a bad guy, and they'll return the money. Us? No. If you're a scumbag millionaire or billionaire, the Republican Party is home for you. And we've got your back no matter what you do. That's the message being sent here. They're sending it to the rest of their donors. Don't worry, you can trust us. We're never going to throw you under the bus no matter what you did. Well, there you go. That's the Republican Party. Okay. By the way, if you like, nobody talks about that message to the donors. That's what's going on here. And the donors hear that loud and clear. Okay. So now let's go on to another story. Now there's a new round of so-called scandals about the texts that a couple of FBI agents sent to each other. They were having an affair, they started texting, and they criticized almost all the politicians, including Hillary Clinton. Really didn't like Bernie Sanders, but they also definitely did not like Donald Trump. So of course now the Republicans took that and said, "Oh my God, it's a secret society conspiracy, and there's a coup by the FBI." All sorts of insanity. There's a new wrinkle to it about how President Obama was directing the Hillary Clinton investigation. And they've got texts. In fact, I know that it's a big story because Donald Trump tweeted about it and said, "New FBI texts are bombshells." I wonder where he got that from. Let me see a Sean Hannity screen capture here. Oh, new bombshell FBI texts. No, coordinating, watching the show and then tweeting about it, Donald would never do that. He's busy presidenting. Okay, so we have the texts. So let's find out if they are in fact bombshells because they're public now. So let's put these up. So again, it's Lisa Page and Peter Schrock talking to one another. Check out my 9:30 meeting on the 7th, and then response. I can tell you why you're having that meeting. It's not what you think. Then the next person says, TP's for D, which sounds kind of dirty. No, it's not a sext. It's talking points for the director, who at the time is James Comey. Okay, so that's normal. They're doing talking points for a public appearance, no problem. All right, yes, because POTUS wants to know everything we're doing. Oh, there it is. Oh my God. The president of the United States wants to know what the FBI is up to. What they got him. Last one. I'm sure an honest answer will come out of that meeting. And again, sarcastic response there. They had a lot of sarcastic tweets. Okay. Now, did the president want to know what was going on with the Hillary Clinton investigation? And was he trying to manipulate it? Well, that's of course the contention of the Republicans. So they say that this text raises additional questions about the type and extent of President Obama's personal involvement in the Hillary Clinton email scandal and the FBI investigation of it. Gohmert's got to step in here. We haven't heard from Gohmert in a while. And he's like, there's all sorts of dumb things being said by Republicans. How am I not in the middle of this? How am I not the star of this? So Gohmert jumps in and he goes, it means the president wants to know what they're doing to try to stop Trump. Okay, lots of theories there. We're not done yet. Let's go to that Hannity segment about the bombshell.
In light of the new struck text, well, we need to know what investigation did Obama want to be briefed on? That's why tonight we have two very simple questions for Barack Obama and frankly, everyone else involved in this scandal. Take a quick look.
What did the president know and when did he know it?
All right, that was Senator Howard Baker. That was during the Watergate investigation, asking very important questions that President Barack Obama and others now need answers to. They got to answer to everybody.
You got to tell us. What did he know and what did he know about, and when did he know about the Hillary Clinton investigation and how he was meddling in it? And then, of course, the White House picks up the ball from there. Kellyanne Conway next.
Let's also talk about the new FBI texts that are just bombshells.
It is very concerning to see two people sexting each other about this investigation. I mean, texting each other about this investigation on. And now you see it goes all the way to the top, according to them anyway. So I would hope that those who are so interested in doing that and calling for accountability and transparency and getting to the bottom of the 2016 election and the transition, by the way, will apply that same standard and that same curiosity to these, what seems to be never-ending texts between these
good
two
luck.
People.
Shell, bombshell, bombshell. So she notice how she said sexting, I mean texting. Yeah, they were sexting in other texts. They were having an affair. So I don't know what that has to do with policy. Anyway, bombshell, bombshell, presidents involved in the Hillary Clinton investigation. Or is he? So now we go to the Wall Street Journal. Well-known liberal rag run by Rupert Murdoch. Anyway, they say text messages from 2016 show preparation to brief Barack Obama about Russia's interference in that year's election, according to the associates of the FBI employees involved in the exchange, not, as a Republican senator suggested, meddling by then president in the federal Hillary Clinton email investigation. Oops. Wall Street Journal. Owned by the same guy that runs Fox News, but they have real reporters over there, unlike Fox News. So they're like, yeah, sorry guys, that you got the wrong text. That's not what that text meant at all. It was not related to the Hillary Clinton investigation. It was related to the Russians interfering in the election, which of course you should tell the president about. What can do, not tell the president? Oh, by the way, a foreign government might be meddling in the election. Today, we in another news story, we have that they actually tried to break into the voting rolls of 21 different states. That is massively important. And of course, the president should know about that. It didn't have to do with the Hillary investigation. Yet another gigantic lie about a so-called bombshell from Fox News and the White House. Well, here one more from Wall Street Journal. Associates of Mr. Strzok and Ms. Page said that exchange referred to the president's wanting information on Russia election meddling, which the FBI was heavily involved in over that period. That exchange occurred just days before Mr. Obama met Russian President Vladimir Putin at a summit in China. Mr. Obama said in December of 2016 that he had addressed the issue of tampering with the election process with Mr. Putin at that September meeting. So it would have been negligent for the president to go talk to Putin if he didn't know how the Russians were trying to interfere in US elections. So as usual, perfectly logical explanation, and Fox News and the White House don't care. But as I've told you before, it's not that, haha, we got him, and they're a bunch of clowns, and they're busted, and they gotta be embarrassed. First of all, they're not remotely embarrassed. They don't care about being wrong. That's not the bug, that's the feature. The reason it's a feature is they know that the Fox News viewers, which are Trump's base, don't watch other outlets. Read Trump voters? They don't read anything else. I don't know if they're even capable of reading anything else. So all they do is they watch Fox News. So Fox News lies to them and gives them the wrong information. Mission accomplished. Just because they put news in the title doesn't make it so. It's not news, it's propaganda. So you think, ha ha, we got them, they're wrong. They think, no man, we know we're wrong. You're missing the point, we don't care. Our whole point is to get 35% of the country to believe that Trump is right about everything. They don't have other news sources. So they will believe whatever we tell them. That's why we now have two different alternate realities. Actual reality, and as Kellyanne Conway herself said, an alternate reality. And that's the one created by Fox News.
We need to talk about a relatively new show called the Republic, or UNFTR. As a Young Turks fan, you already know that the government, the media, and corporations are constantly peddling lies that serve the interests of the rich and powerful. But now there's a podcast dedicated to unraveling those lies, debunking the conventional wisdom. In each episode of the Republic, or UNFTR, the host delves into a different historical episode or topic that's generally misunderstood or purposely obfuscated by the so-called powers that be, featuring in-depth research, razor-sharp commentary, and just the right amount of vulgarity. The UNFTR podcast takes a sledgehammer to what you thought you knew about some of the nation's most sacred historical cows. But don't just take my word for it. The New York Times described UNFTR as consistently compelling and educational, aiming to challenge conventional wisdom and upend the historical narratives that were taught in school. For as the great philosopher Yoda once put it, "You must unlearn what you have learned." And that's true whether you're in Jedi training or you're uprooting and exposing all the propaganda and disinformation you've been fed over the course of your lifetime. So search for UNFDR in your podcast app today and get ready to get informed, angered, and entertained all at the same time.
Okay, that's the state of the country. Let's keep going. Okay, I have a Xiao Xiao story, which is fun for you guys here. The House Intelligence Committee has not been getting along. They're supposed to be investigating whether Russians are interfered in our elections. That's a tricky and interesting question. There's a lot of facets to that. Devin Nunes is the chair of that committee, but he is not interested in nuance, and he's not interested in an objective reading of the evidence. In fact, he sometimes brags that he doesn't even read the evidence. He's like, "I don't know, I gave it to Gowdy." It's another Republican on the committee. He knows it better than I do. But anyway, I'm the one who wrote the memo. Well, how'd you write the memo if you didn't look at the evidence? Whatever. He was part of Trump's transition team, so he wrote the ridiculous partisan memo that the Republicans on the committee put out. The Democrats wrote a different memo, which pointed to actual evidence, etc. But obviously, they're not getting along. So Nunes, the genius, came up with a new plan. And CBS explains, in a sign of increasing partisan hostilities, Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee plan to construct a wall, a physical partition separating Republican and Democratic staff members and the committee's secure spaces, according to multiple committee sources. What? It's not symbolic, it's literal. They are going to put up some concrete and they're going to build a wall between the Republicans and the Democrats on the committee. The only question that remains is whether Mexico is going to pay for it. Now, first of all, the Intelligence Committee is supposed to be nonpartisan, and they're supposed to do investigations and keep the country's best interests in mind, not their own political parties. Laugh along with me. No one believes that. I don't believe it on the Republican side. I don't believe it on the Democratic side. So do they leak from time to time? Of course they do. Do they have their own partisan agenda? Of course they do, right? But to literally build a wall between the Republicans and Democrats on the same committee, it's just insanity. Even Republicans who were asked about it were like, "I didn't know about that, man. It ain't me. It wasn't me. It wasn't me." Ask Nunes about it. And then one more from CBS here. For now, some Republican committee members deny knowing anything about it, while strongly suggesting the division is the brainchild of the committee's chairman, Devin Nunes. And they say brainchild because they're like, the guy's not very bright. So it didn't occur to him that building an actual wall in a committee meeting might not be a great idea, especially in America. All right. We keep on rolling, brothers. Okay. John Kennedy is a deeply conservative Republican senator from Louisiana, but he has gone rogue. He is a fascinating cat, man. He's the one that grilled one of the Trump nominees for a judicial position, asked him if he knew about 13 different legal theories. He didn't know any of them, had never seen a courtroom. And Kennedy's like, "I don't know what to tell you, son, but you got to go. Okay, we're not putting you on the bench." So now we have the issue of the military parade. Now, just to give you some context, when I first read about it, I thought, they're not actually going to do it. That's crazy, right? North Koreans have military parades. In fact, literally, they just had one. That's not what we do in this country. And what a giant waste of money. It's Trump tweeting, but they're not going to do it. They're actually thinking of doing it. James Mattis, defense secretary, says it's in the early discussion phases. By the way, I will translate that for you. That's Mattis saying, "I don't want to do it. I think it's a really dumb idea. I'm trying to delay so that Trump doesn't actually order us to do it. But we have to discuss it because the president wants it." And then he added that he's, quote, "putting together some options." It's real. They're going to, oh my, just to please the man child, they're going to try to do a parade and waste all that money. Oh, Shep Smith on Fox News, even on Fox News, was like, why don't we just get him some toy tanks and he could play with those? Oof. Dick Durbin, a Democratic senator from Illinois, says it's a fantastic waste of money to amuse the president. Okay, but now that brings us back to John Kennedy. So reporters caught up with him, and he did not mince his words on this idea. Let's watch.
When you're the most powerful nation in the in all of human history, you don't have to show it off like Russia does, and North Korea, and China.
The guy's on chain, man. I don't know. I'm beginning to like this guy. I don't agree with any of his votes. His policies are terrible. But I like that he's gotten to a Quincy Jones part of his life where he's like, I'll say anything, dog. Okay, here comes his best quote about this. Watch.
I don't think it's a particularly good idea. Confidence is silent. Insecurities are loud.
Damn. Shots fired. Confidence is silent. Insecurities are loud. Damn. Okay, I'm going to throw in one last one. It's a bonus John Kennedy clip having nothing to do with this story. Okay, Rob Porter, one of the top advisors to the president, accused of domestic abuse against two of his wives and another woman that he was dating afterwards. And John Kelly, chief of staff, defended him vigorously in the beginning. John Kennedy had thoughts on that too. Watch.
Well, they are allegations. They appear to be the truth. If they're not, I'll come back and apologize. If you want to serve the public, particularly as a member of a president's staff, I don't care who you are, even if you're a Rhodes Scholar, you can't beat the hell out of your spouse. It's wrong.
You know what I like most about this? That we're all so shocked that a Republican senator would from time to time tell the truth and actually care to do his job, make sure that they vet some of the judicial nominees and say things that are obvious. Right? But when he does, it's like, whoa, Jesus, what happened? How'd they let a Republican say that? That's actually true. I don't know what's going on with John Kennedy, but at least the things that he's saying, I like. Keep going on chain, John. Keep it going.
There's an aspect of this, man. I read just a quick first couple of paragraphs of this article about the parade, back to the parade. It said it would begin to cost in the millions of dollars just to ship the equipment, artillery, and tanks, and whatever the hell else he wants to parade down Pennsylvania Avenue for his honor. Millions of dollars. But we're talking about the tax cuts and what we're doing for the American people, what we're giving to them, and we have to pay for this. They act like this comes from nowhere. Oh, and then this defense budget that we've just given more money to. So all this money that no one cares about to keep us safe, it starts in the millions of dollars just to think about, because they're in the beginning stage plan, right? To think about sending all this stuff. And then what are we doing as far as these wars that we're getting involved in? It's a waste of money, and they're saying it openly. They just know, I was going to say they think, they know how stupid the rest of the country is.
The Republicans right now are belly aching about a budget because it has money for disaster relief and to address opioid abuse. They're like, we don't have any money. How can they do this? We don't have any money. They're like, oh, military parade so that Donald Trump, the man-child, can feel good about himself. Sure, let's go and waste that money in that way. No problem at all. They're unreal, man. So when it comes to wasting your money, no one's better at it than the Republicans. All right, I got to take a quick break here. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about that budget. I'm going to tell you what's in it and what kind of a disaster it is, and where the right wing's coming out on it, where Democrats are coming out on it, and then also who are we bombing in Syria? I'll explain all that when we return. You're right in the middle of this podcast. We got another great segment coming up for you. If you'd like the full show, which is actually five segments, go to tytnetwork.com/join. You become a member, you support the show, you support independent media, and you get the whole 2 hour show ad free every day. Let's go do it now. All right, back on the Young Turks. YouTube Super Chat helps the show. And we do read most of your or a lot of your comments from there. So Artificial Morphous Man writes in on YouTube Super Chat, Jack, the Democratic primary for Minnesota governor is between an Our Revolution endorsed Rebecca Otto, Bernie supporter Tina Liebling, and establishment corporate pick Tim Walz. Can you please look into this race? Thanks. I will. The reason I read that is if you have suggestions for guests on Rebel Headquarters, great. We take those. We've taken dozens of your suggestions and put them on air. So rebelhq@tytnetwork.com. Okay. So email us with your suggestions at rebelhq@tytnetwork.com. Tonight I have a progressive that I have nicknamed America running in a race. So you're going to love that. Graham writes in about Porter, textbook sociopath. Fill in the blank writes in on Twitter, why does the party of family values seem to not value their families enough to only have one? Okay, fill in the blank, you get a shirt. Okay, check out our very stable genius shirts on shoptyt.com. Guaranteed it'll get comments in the streets. And Sean Buffard says Trump White House equals Game of Thrones. That is unfortunately true. Mm-hmm. And members of the day are Patrick Hart and Lisa Werling. To become a member and get all the shows commercial free, tytnetwork.com/join. What's next, Anna?
Many people have either been fired or forced to resign from the Trump administration. One of those individuals was actually Trump's former director of communications for the Office of Public Liaison, Omarosa Manigault. Now, she has made the transition from White House to reality show. She's appearing on Celebrity Big Brother, and there have been videos released kind of teasing everyone of what she's likely to do or say in the show. And we have this to show you. Take a look.
I felt like it was like a call to duty. I felt like I was serving my country, not serving him. Whenever was it accepting a political appointment, it was always about the country. Like, I was haunted by tweets every single day. Like, what is he going to tweet next?
Does anybody say to him, what are you doing?
I mean, I tried to be that person, and then all of the people around him attacked me. It was like, keep her away. Don't give her access. Don't let her talk to him. And it's like, and Ivanka's there, Jared's there. And it's...
Who has that power to say what's going on?
No. I'm not there. It's not my... It's not my circus, not my monkeys. You know, I'd like to say not my problem, but I can't say that because it's bad.
Should we be worried?
At TYT, we frequently talk about all the ways that big tech companies are taking control of our online lives, constantly monitoring us and storing and selling our data. But that doesn't mean we have to let them. It's possible to stay anonymous online and hide your data from the prying eyes of big tech. And one of the best ways is with ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN hides your IP address, making your active ID more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of your network data to protect you from eavesdroppers and cyber criminals. And it's also easy to install. A single mouse click protects all your devices. But listen, guys, this is important. ExpressVPN is rated number one by CNET and Wired magazine. So take back control of your life online and secure your data with a top VPN solution available, ExpressVPN. And if you go to expressvpn.com/TYT, you can get 3 extra months for free with this exclusive link just for TYT fans. That's expressvpn.com/TYT. Check it out today.
Okay. So, all right. Let's break it down. First of all, I share your disdain for those shows, Anna.
No, I have utter disdain for her. And the reason why I say it is, you did it because you wanted to serve your country? No, you wanted to serve yourself. You wanted to serve yourself. She is obsessed with attention, obsessed with being famous. And I hate the fact that everyone's talking about her, including us. She's a terrible person, okay?
No, she cares so much, Anna. Yeah. Didn't you see her crying? She's so worried. And I love how they whisper, as if you're not on national television. You know we can hear you, right? The whole country can hear you. And you do know that. So, but you know, you set up a circus, you shouldn't be surprised when clowns show up. So they knew that Omarosa was a reality show star, and she was on Donald Trump's reality show. So she creates drama wherever she goes. That's literally what she's known for.
Yeah.
The only thing she's famous for is creating drama. Are we surprised that she went from the White House? Oh my God. Could you imagine if Obama had staffers that he got from reality shows?
Is there?
And then they went on reality shows and they were like, oh my God, what is happening with Obama? It scares me so much.
Is there going to be a single day during Trump's reign where I'm not devastatingly embarrassed? Like, this is embarrassing more than anything. I mean, come on. You have someone going from reality show to the White House, now to the reality show, talking about the state of the country and how dangerous Trump is on a reality show, on Celebrity Big Brother. Didn't even know Big Brother was still around. It's still around. It's still, people still watch Big Brother. I don't even know what Big Brother is about. What are we doing with our lives right now?
But I mean, and the White House, by the way, has turned into Big Brother. They also sanction spying on the rest of us. Mm. So, but why are we surprised? The president is a reality star. He's a reality show star. Omarosa was on his show, which leads us to Raj Shah's quote.
Okay, so Raj Shah, who is the deputy press secretary in the Trump administration, actually kind of corroborated some of what Omarosa said. He was quoted as saying, Omarosa was fired 3 times on The Apprentice, and this was the 4th time we let her go. She had limited contact with the president while here, which is what she was claiming, and she has no contact now.
Okay, so maybe you should have thought twice before you hired a person you fired 3 times earlier on a reality show. I think Jesse Jackson would have put it this way: from the outhouse to the White House to the outhouse. Okay, I mean, this is an absolute circus, and Anna's right. Anybody else than the rest of the world looking in on this has got to be saying America has lost its frickin' mind.
Absolutely.
So they've turned the whole thing into a soap opera, which reminded me of a scene that I saw from a soap opera that I wanted to share with you guys. This is a little over the top. It's from an Indian soap opera, but is it really that much different than what's going on in the Trump White House? Let's watch. In essence, is now the White House.
Wow.
I told you'd be good.
Oh, that was really good. All right, you were right. You're right. Okay. Let's pivot.
Let's pivot.
Okay. Let's move on. A crime was committed in Pennsylvania, and authorities needed help finding the witness. According to reports, the incident happened last month when a suspect disguised as a vendor, ran off with cash at a farmer's market. Now, there was a witness, and luckily the witness was able to do a quick sketch of what the suspect looked like. Here's what the sketch look like.
Okay.
No. So,
wait, hold on. You're not going to believe this, but this story gets better.
It does. It gets better. So that sketch was shared on Facebook by the police department attempting to find the suspect. The fact that they took the sketch seriously is actually, it's admirable by the police department, because I would have looked at that and been like, oh yeah, okay, that's good. Anyway, so believe it or not, someone saw the sketch and was able to identify the suspect. And here's the suspect. No, but this part is also amazing. Let's take a look. Okay.
It's the sketch! It's the sketch! How is that possible? It turns out it was a good sketch. Can you show me the sketch? Show me the guy. It's him. They nailed it. And by the way, they used the sketch to find him. And when they saw this guy, they're like, oh, that's him. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. Okay.
Amazing.
Okay. And then there's a third layer
to
this story.
Yes, there is. And I think I know what you're going to say. Okay.
And I am the worst person to say this.
No, but you're right.
I live in a glass house. But let's look at that name if you didn't notice it.
No, but it doesn't make any sense. Like, this is the weirdest story that's ever existed.
Put up the picture of the guy. Hung Fuck Nguyen. That ain't right. But look, you can see it. It's Hung Fuck Nguyen. Okay, so again, glass house. I get it. Chunk yogurt and the whole spiel. Okay.
chunk yogurt.
but for the guy that matched that sketch to have that name is just icing on the cake.
We got to take it.
Leeds? Yeah, sure. I'll just check with the boys down at the crime lab.
They got us working around the clock, Leeds. But they got him, and now Lancaster, Pennsylvania is a little bit safer. And hopefully there'll be no more thefts at the farmer's market.
Yes.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Thanks for watching or listening to this free version of the Young Turks podcast. You know that the full show is at tytnetwork.com/join. If you become a member, you get the full show ad free. We love you for watching or listening. Either way, there's going to be a new free podcast tomorrow. You can keep on doing that. But if you want to get the full show ad free, tytnetwork.com/join. Thanks for listening to the full episode of The Young Turks. Support our work, listen ad-free, access members-only bonus content, and more by subscribing to Apple Podcasts at apple.co/TYT. I'm your host, Cenk Uygur, and I'll see you soon.